Last week on Ozarks, we heard a little bit from a group of area musicians who performed together as the Shindig Music Hillberry Harvest Orchestra during the annual Hillberry Music Festival. Now, the festival's already over, but we're going to hear a bit more from the musicians today. Tom Anderson, Chris Crovella, Patty Steele, Opal Agafier, John Henry Holthus, Michael Chambry, and Alan Swearingen all joined Ozarks at Large's Timothy Dennis inside the Furman Garner Performance Studio earlier this month to perform several classic folk and bluegrass songs, including this one, Rabbit in the Log.
That song was Rabbit in the Log with Patty Steele on clarinet, Chris Crovella on banjo, Alan Swearingen on mandolin, John Henry Holthus on guitar and lead vocals, Michael Scambry on fiddle, Opal Agafia on vocals, and Tom Anderson on bass, performing inside the Furman Garner Performance Studio at KUAF. They performed together recently with several other area musicians as the Shindig Music Hillberry Harvest Orchestra as part of the annual Hillberry Music Festival. We'll hear from the musicians in a few minutes, but first, here's their cover of the Gillian Welch song, Tear My Stillhouse Down, featuring Opal Agafia on lead vocals.
My tomb. back in the hill. I laughed at the man who tended those steel. That old mountain shine, he called me somehow. When I die, tear my steel house down.
Again, that was Opal Agafia, Patty Steele, Chris Crivella, Alan Swearingen, John Henry Holthus, Michael Scambry, and Tom Anderson performing recently inside the Furman Garner Performance Studio at KUAF. While they were in the studio, I talked with them about their thoughts on the local music scene, and I started by asking what they thought could be improved about the scene itself.
I think one big thing is just a little more effort with local bands being like working as a team. I mean, there's, you know, everyone's trying to definitely make a career and kind of set yourself apart. And I don't, not that there's competition or anything weird like that by any means, but this is a perfect example of what would, you know, the kind of things that's going to hugely improve the scene, which is just, you know, everyone realizing that in an area, if a band's rising and you have your friends, then it's going to be helpful for all the bands. And it's going to get exposure to everyone and, you know, in the area that's playing regularly, so... It's a little more teamwork, but I think overall there's a reason we're all here, you know.
I think venues could promote more.
Yeah.
And city, too.
Yeah, just getting more active street team members to, like, you know, promote the show.
And bands to promote their shows. But venues, for sure.
This is a common thing that did bring us together today, Shindig Music. It's a grassroots movement, really, kind of in multi-regions. And really, it's an outlet where they are going to bring people together. There's an artist directory that you can sign up with, get your name out there if you're not already booking shows and things like that. I think it's going to be great. It's going to be the difference between, you know, booking two shows and sleeping in a floor or a couch versus, you know, booking six shows and getting a hotel room. A little bit easier on the
band. And then on for, like, listeners, you know, they can go to the Shindig Music and learn about the music that's going on around. Like, my band personally, Opal Agafia and the Sweet Nothings, we've got great reviews, articles, and people can learn about us through Shindig Music.
So what do you feel
this music scene is doing right. What do you feel is cool that's happening right now within this music scene?
Well, John Henry's does the pickin' party every month, and that's really cool. Just kind of showcases some artists, local artists, and then they, you know, it's kind of an open jam afterwards. I think that all the bands are really working their asses off, honestly, to book shows and to play on a consistent basis and play, put on good shows and good music, and just really taking it seriously, you know, and trying to be a force in the region. So, which I think we are becoming. So,
and you can also do it yourself in this region and have grassroots support. You can't do that everywhere. The Northwest Arkansas area is very live music local. Support you. They tell their friends out of state about you. It's just you can really build your own, not only your own sound, but from the ground up without, I mean, other than help from musicians and people like shindigmusic.net. It's really supportive community.
This area really takes care of the culture too. You know, like everyone in this area goes out and supports and does it. And so we definitely want to thank everybody that's already doing it, for sure.
Mm-hmm. And just reach out and gather your friend who don't go.
It's a movement. You know,
bring them out.
Also, we have people in the area like John Walker, who's puts on these great festivals. We have guys in the area like Brian Crown, who's bringing in mm-hmm. national acts to the Amp and to George's, and all that really helps our scene, too.
Yeah, and even Dave Embry at Stage 18 is really supportive Dave. Of the local artist as well.
Although Michael Scambri and Opal Agafia had to leave the session early for other commitments, the rest of the musicians stayed to play another song. Here's Why You Been Gone So Long, with Patty Steele on vocals and clarinet, John Henry on guitar, Tom Anderson on bass and backing vocals, Chris Crovella on banjo, and Alan Swearingen on mandolin and backing vocals.
Thank you. baby, now I've been gone so long.
That was Patti Steele, Tom Anderson, John Henry Holthus, Alan Swearengin, and Chris Crivella performing Why You Been Gone So Long inside the Furman Garner Performance Studio at KUAF. They spoke with Ozarks at Large's Timothy Dennis last week.